The Middlebury Panthers are the only Division III women's hockey team to have won three NESCAC championships in a row, but the streak will not reach four this year. The second-seeded Panthers were taking on number one Williams College in Massachusetts yesterday. At stake, the conference title and an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. And the game was as close as you would expect from a winner-take-all one-versus-two seed. The Eves emerged victorious, though, 3-2. Maddie Light got the Panthers on the board first with her team-leading 11th goal of the season, but Williams tied the game just a couple of minutes later. The Eves went up by a goal in the second on a power play strike, but the game was evened again when Anna Zumwinkel found the net on a 4-on-3 Middlebury power play. The game stayed knotted at 2 until Megan Halloran put in the eventual game winner for Williams midway through the third period. There was some frustration for Middlebury when an apparent game-tying goal with just under a minute left to play was waved off by the referees, who conferred after the scramble in front of the net ended with the puck trickling over the goal line, and that was Middlebury's last hope to force overtime. So the Panthers see their bid for four NESCAC titles in a row fall short, but they still finish another excellent season, 16-8-3 on the year. There was better playoff news for Vermont Technical College as the VTC men's basketball team defeated Penn State Mont Alto 89-73 in the first round of the USCAA Men's Division II Basketball National Championships. They were held last night in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Jeremiah Shaw led the Green Knights with 21 points. Drake Perry added 18. The Knights also got a huge game from reserve Eric Montanez, who scored 20 off the bench for VTC. They advanced to round two with that big road win. To the pro game now, and the Boston Celtics, as so many other teams have found out, had no answer for James Harden. Harden is the guy with the big bushy beard who rains down points on opponents like it's monsoon season. He plays for the Houston Rockets, and he's scored at least 50 points five times this season. He had a run of 32 games in a row, scoring at least 30, and last night he knocked down 42 in Houston's 115-104 win over the Celtics. Harden did get some help. Eric Gordon added 32, and it was the long ball that really did Boston in. Harden hit 6 3-pointers to pad his total before fouling out in the fourth quarter. As for the Celtics, they have now lost 4 out of 5 since the All-Star break, and they are officially the most confounding team in the NBA, the worst team with the best roster that you will find in the league. Fans of the LA Lakers may disagree, but the Lakers' fade from playoff contention, while surprising given their acquisition of LeBron James, is nowhere near the level of disappointment the Celtics are showing as a team that was one win from the NBA Finals last year, has the same roster this season, plus two healthy stars that were injured for last year's playoff run, and yet is mired in fifth place in the Eastern Conference, just spinning their wheels. Perhaps the Celtics can flip the switch when the playoffs begin, as Kyrie Irving, who scored 24 in the loss last night, has suggested, but every team in the East above the Celtics right now would be a good bet to beat them in a 7-game series. It's really a mystery as to why. This note from the NHL, the Washington Capitals beat the New York Rangers 3-2 in a shootout last night, with Alex Ovechkin scoring the game winner without putting the puck in the net. Ovi is one of the top three players on the planet, but how did he do that? Well, it's because Rangers goaltender Alexander Georgiev threw his goalie stick to knock the puck off Ovechkin's. That is a no-no. In fact, it's an automatic goal, and the refs indicated so after video review to secure the Capitals' fourth win in a row. And finally, the 47th Iditarod dog sled race began yesterday afternoon in Alaska, where 52 human canine teams left in 2-minute intervals to begin a 1,000-mile race across Alaska, perhaps the greatest in the world. The finish line is several days away in Nome, and we'll let you know who the winner is.